One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes.
The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. Today is Monday. We have no game today. As you know, we're in the deep, dark parts of the off season here, awaiting that September 28th drop date of Golden Bachelor and Bachelor Paradise Season 9. But until then...
Just floating through life, waiting for the next one.
That's right. As is everybody else, and today is digging deeper. So we're going to show you what everybody else around Bachelor Nation and all the different podcasts are doing during this off season. We got some juicy clips for you. And just a reminder that this is our off week. Even though we are putting out new content right now, this is our off week. So
we're time travelers.
Yeah, we are. This week, we're going to have two classic episodes for you tomorrow and Friday. It will not be new stuff, but we think you're going to like the classic gore episodes.
We reached into the back catalog and there's...
I haven't heard these episodes or haven't heard them in a while.
Some shocking, some, you know, some musical offerings, some all sorts of stuff.
Things were different back in the day when we first started this podcast over 75 years ago. So we hope that you will join us for those as well. But today, what we have for you is an incredible offering. We have some painstakingly collected clips by Darkseeker from Bachelor Happy Hour, of course. With it, which is now Grocery and Serene, you're hosting that one. We have some clips from Hannah Brown's Better Tomorrow with guest Charity Lawson. We have some clips from Rachel Bilson's podcast, Broad Ideas. Her guest was Hannah Brown.
And we have some clips from Vial Files, of course, and Higher Learning to round it out. There are so many contract violations in these clips. I mean, this is just what's happening now. We've talked about the Sauce Wars for a long time.
The contract violation era.
I mean, that is what is going on right now. Every one of these players, and these are high-level fucking players. Like I said, Hannah Brown's in here violating her goddamn contract.
Why do you think this is? A power vacuum?
I think, to some degree, yes. You don't have Dark Lord Harrison. You don't have Emperor Fleiss. You don't have these people at the head of the beast that I think were trying to lock it down like they used to. I think the power has been more diffused. Mm. Who really is in control of the franchise now? I don't fucking know. I would argue it's some kind of a mixture of ABC and Warner Brothers executives, but I don't think there's like a producer on the show who has much control over the franchise as a whole. At any rate,
we're benefiting.
I love it. I mean, we're getting to hear so much shit about what happened during their seasons and the nasty shit producers did to them, or, you know, this or that. And there's a lot of that in today's episode, as well as some really funny stuff, especially at the end where Van Lathan has essentially started watching Rachel Lindsay's season, and now he's giving her his two cents about which guys he likes and doesn't and stuff. It's absolutely
what?
Hilarious.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's
so
amazing.
Stick around till the end for that. But let's begin. Here we go. This is
Digging Deeper.
All right. So this first clip, I'm going to read to you exactly what Dark Seeker has put in this document. Usually what happens is Dark Seeker pulls all these clips together, then I go through and I listen to them and I kind of write little intros to tee them up, you know, after I've heard them, know what's in them. So I'm just going to say, I didn't change anything Dark Seeker wrote here. It says, Dark Seeker note, this was Charity and Dalton's all bolded first sit-down interview as an engaged couple, and this is how Joe opened the podcast. This was literally how the first 60 seconds went. All right.
Oh, and now God, I'm nervous.
Here is that clip.
What a note.
I'm going to be fully transparent with everyone. I am training for the marathon. Uh-huh. So I've really haven't been drinking. Like, I probably had about 5 drinks in the past 2 months. Mm-hmm. And last night, we went out with our friend Wells, and I had about 7 old fashions, and I am truly struggling today. But the question I want to ask is, we have our wedding in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So should I start drinking a little more to prep for the wedding? So.
I'm just going to stop you right there. Joe has, in the last 60 seconds, not asked you one question about yourselves. Thank you so much for coming on our podcast. Now we're going to ask you what we should do with our lives and what Joe should do about drinking in the marathon.
I also thought about this morning, I'm going to probably start my own podcast and name it Joe and just talk randomly for 30 minutes.
That's me. I hear that live every single day. Yeah. And I'm going to veto that option. But let's pivot back to the couple of the moment, Charity and Dotton. Yes. Is that okay with you, Joe?
Yes, yes.
New podcast announcement? I can't wait.
I don't think that's the case, but
Joe,
holy
I'll subscribe.
Shit. I mean, this is, we've talked a little bit about this in prior episodes. Grocery is just not a pro podcaster. I love listening to him on podcasts because he is so, let's just be honest, bad at it. His job is to interview. This is fucking Charity and Dalton just coming off the finale of Bachelorette season 20. They're together. They're in love. They're engaged. And he blows the first minute of this fucking podcast talking about how he's hungover. And their wedding's coming up.
Do you think he watched? You know, like,
who knows? Probably not. Probably fucking not.
Serena probably every Monday night is like, Joe, come on, please just one. Can you just watch one of them that I don't have to carry?
Yeah.
I'd love to watch Serena, but I'm going out with Wells. I'll be back at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, 7 old fashions makes me want to die thinking about that.
I'm hoping he exaggerated that a little bit. That does sound like not a good time. But that's the kind of journalistic integrity and respect for the game that you're going to get on Happy Hour now. It's just such, God damn it. Like,
I like it. It's off the cuff. It's, you know, there's just, it's real, you know?
Do you remember
how people really talk?
Listening to happy hour when it was Rachel Lindsay and Becca Kufrin?
Yes.
That was like some of the best, in my opinion, podcasting from within the nation that has ever been done. And
I mean, Rachel Lindsay is a natural podcaster.
Yeah, she's great. And I think Becca Kufrin got to a point where she was like highly polished, highly professional. I think hosting the Bachelor Live on Stage thing helped her to some degree get there. But we're here now where we've got Grocery Store Joe steamrolling the Bachelorette and her ring winner to talk about his antics with Wells getting drunk. That's what Bachelor Happy Hour is now.
Like I said during our last episode, this is... it's not the happy hour hosts we may want, but it's the ones we deserve. I feel like it matches the moment.
Oh my God. See, I don't. It's like, to me, we're now entering what we're calling the prestige era. Fingers crossed that that holds. You got to have every element of this organization has to have that. You know
for
what I mean?
Dream hosts.
For happy hour?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Well, I mean, I assume we can't dip back into the pool and get Rachel Lindsay again. Is she off the table?
I mean, I would assume Rachel Lindsay is not going to do it.
I think my dream hosts for it are probably going to be, you got to have somebody from within the nation. And I know the tradition is that it's both of them are players. I don't think happy hour should be hosted by a couple. I think its best form was when it was two bachelorettes. Many of the contemporary ones now have their own podcasts that are very successful. And it's like, you're not fucking going to get like Caitlin Bristow to come host happy hour because she's making 10 times the money doing her own show. You're not going to get Hannah Brown to do it because she's got her own podcast now. So if you look back, you're definitely not going to get Michelle Young to come back. You're not going to get Tayshia to come back. All the Black Bachelorettes are like, fuck this franchise.
Olympios.
Corinne Olympios and Taylor Nolan. It's the 2-on-1 that never ends.
Next question.
All right, let's move on. Our next clip is from the same episode of Bachelor Happy Hour, and the guests again were Charity and Daughton. This was from August 22nd. And in this next clip, Daughton reveals that his grandma has been in the nation for a while, and she had a funny misunderstanding about getting notifications for when the show was coming out. This is a great clip. Here we go.
We loved watching you meet Charity's family, Daughton, but we also loved watching Charity meet your family, and your grandmother specifically stole the show. So we have to ask, how is she doing? How's the fam?
All the fame has went to her head, and she's become a monster. No, I'm kidding.
No, diva grandma.
No way. No, totally kidding. Grandma Tammy Tayo is doing great. She's happy. She's just happy about this more than anything. And so, she's doing great. You know, she's just excited. And, like, she was already a Bachelor fan. I didn't know. She loved Bachelor.
Oh, really?
Can you please tell her about what she thought when she used to get like Bachelorette notifications on her phone? Please tell her. That is the cutest thing.
Wait, what?
Your sister was telling you that. How? Okay.
So she's like a super fan.
Yeah, she would get like notifications, but she would think that it was like me texting her.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was so cute. When I was like about to fall over when she said that, I was like, there's no way. But like, she would get, I guess it was either, it must have been Facebook. I have no idea what app it was. But like, when she would get, like, I guess she has it set for like just anything that's Bachelorette related.
Okay.
She would like interpret the notification as like
a message from me.
Yes. Like, it was like, yes.
Oh my gosh. So grandma thinks you're best friend because of these Facebook notifications.
We are best friends.
Well.
Yeah. There seems to be
secrets revealed.
Seems to be a little information that's coming out now that is contrary, in my opinion, to what Daughton was saying about never having seen the show and not knowing what's going on here.
Grandma, super fan reveal, trained Daughton.
Yes.
So she is who we have to thank for his incredible season.
I think so. I mean, I know that he has put out there in the world that he didn't see the show, he didn't know anything about it, all this shit. This, I think, is evidence to the contrary. And fine, good on him. Like, I think that's a lie that you should go into the show saying. I think that can be very beneficial to you. But I love hearing this, that his grandma's a super fan and had her notification set to ping her every time some Bachelorette thing came out. And then that she thought it was Charity messaging her.
So sweet. Oh yeah. My God. Wholesome. Also, Dotton just like quick on his feet. Now she's a monster. I laughed out loud at that line.
Yeah, he's great. Ugh,
I'm excited for this power couple.
So am I. I mean, I'm as excited as I can be about a couple that I believe will end within a year. Just statistically speaking, I always go with the numbers, and they look very happy, very in love. They're a great match. I wish them well. I hope it lasts forever. That has happened in Bachelor in Paradise, obviously, or in Bachelor Nation, obviously.
Much more common in Bachelorette.
That's true. Bachelorettes are much more successful at staying with their ring winners than Bachelors are. So maybe it'll last.
Hard to not be.
Maybe it'll go the distance. But again, I'm just rolling with the numbers, and the numbers tell me this will be over within a year. But I wish that doesn't happen. I hope that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today. With Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. Mm. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my... which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no rollback waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies. Comfort. From the outside in. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals, and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you.
Moving on. In this next clip, it comes to us from Bachelor Happy Hour. This is the second part of this interview with Charity and Daughton. In this clip, Daughton issues a contract violation to explain his struggles with producers on his final night with Charity, what he wanted to do on that date. Again, this is a clear contract violation. We are in the Sauce Wars. This is a ring winner sitting with his bachelorette, openly discussing producer manipulation.
This is your guys' last night together and the adorable treasure hunt that Daughton put together for Charity. Let's talk about it.
So sweet, Daughton. Such a sweet guy.
You can basically, I guess, talk about like how you like came up with that, and then I just will talk about how I fainted over that necklace, but we'll start.
You know, I think going into that, I wanted to do something that kind of reminded her of the journey that we've had. And this fairy tale that we have just been able to live through up until that point. And what better way to do that than like just kind of track the journey that we took from night one till that night. And, you know, I actually had to kind of like fight a bit with some of the producers to get that idea through. They wanted something else that was a little bit more like minimal. They're like, it's usually simple, but I'm like, this love isn't simple. Like,
we gotta
do something right for this girl, and she's special. And so I put a lot of thought into that over the next couple of days, and I was like, just had like an aha moment, you know. Initially I wanted to do it outside, like take her on the beach and like go like miles like a road trip, like, have her like dig, and I'm like,
the
dig,
sands
girl,
of
dig.
In a boat, jump in the water.
I could just see two producers. He thinks it's a fairy tale. Just let him go. Just let him out there. Right?
Let Don be free. Live at his fairy tale. The treasure hunt's got to stay in the room. Yeah.
Fairy tale's got to stay in the room is a pretty funny line.
Yeah. And also Joe going, I could just see two producers. He thinks it's a fairy tale. So even in Joe's mind, the producers are these kind of like, I mean, I think he sees them like
evil.
We do. Yes, exactly. Also, though, in the beginning of this, you could hear Grocery going, yeah, Dad, and the fairy tale was very sweet. The treasure hunt was very sweet. You're a very sweet guy. Now, this is conjecture. What I'm about to say is conjecture. I'll preface that. It sounded to me, from Grocery's voice, which I have analyzed for literal hours at this point, dozens if not hundreds of hours.
Okay.
It sounds to me like Grocery's a little pissed that Daughton did that treasure hunt thing, and it sounds to me like Serena might have at some point been watching and been like, Joe, why don't you do something like that for me? That's what it sounded like to me. I heard this in his voice. I heard a theoretical fight that he had with Serena about not doing something that romantic for her.
I could see it being a like, oh yeah, like that, and yeah, sweet guy. You know, girls are always liking stuff like that. I'm sure Serena would like that. I mean, just ask me about our wedding planning.
Yeah, I can't even figure out which kind of Maybelline she likes, let alone a scavenger hunt.
I can't do a sweet thing for her. I'm trying to find out spring versus winter shade.
Listen, last night, I thought to myself, maybe I'd put together a treasure hunt for Serena. But then Wells called me up, and he was like, come on, Joe. You got to get out of the house. We need to go drinking. And so I was like, well, I do like to drink. And then I had too many old fashions.
Saving old fashions. You know what they say, one old-fashioned, two old-fashioned, three old-fashioned, seven old-fashioned floor. I'm sorry, Daughton is your name? Oh, hello. Okay. Should I stop drinking before the wedding or drink more?
Okay. I think we've gotten everything we can get out of that clip.
Sweet guy.
Oh my fucking Christ. All right. Where were we? My eyes are watering.
I feel like mine sounds like a witch, like a sea witch.
Yeah, a little bit. A little sea witchy. My accent has gone off the rails as well.
No, yours are getting scarily good. That was a good Wells one.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, Wells to me is like Don Knotts from his stint on the Andy Griffith Show. That was definitely 1900s. that was like 1950s.
You knew it as you were saying.
Anyway. All right.
I'm sorry. I don't look, blame my upbringing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. My teachers, right. I guess, who would have told me this?
I don't know. I just watched a lot of TV as a kid, so I saw the shit. Nonetheless, let's move on. Our next clip is the clip to rule them all. This is a clip we've talked about multiple times on our program. This comes to us from Better Tomorrow. That is Hannah Brown's podcast. The guest was one Charity Lawson. This was from August 23rd. In this first clip, this is Charity using one of the terms we created to describe a very specific element of the game. Again, this is the glorification of our beloved game. It is happening right before your eyes, right before your ears in this case. So sit back and check this out. If you want to hear this clip, and you want to hear the rest of this Digging Deeper, and you want to hear all the Digging Deepers that we've ever done, and you want access to our live show, to our Discord, to Clues Corner, Pace Case Palapa, if you want to get every episode of Game of Roses ad-free, you're just going to go to patreon.com/gameofroses, join us in the bottom of the pit, and you get it all.
Just have two or three old fashions and kick back and listen to our back catalog.
We hope to see you soon. The bottom of the pit.
It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in. Dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.